don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California, as we continue the 2008 World Tour of Scuba Radio, stopping off on the left coast this weekend here at the Scuba Show, and hanging with Randy from Explorer Ventures. How you doing, Randy?
Doing good. Hello, Scuba Radio.
Yes, now we are hanging out in their booth at the moment as they are getting ready to greet all the left coast divers. Big market for liveaboard diving here, I would imagine, right?
Big market. We have a boat in Australia, which we do well with on the west coast here.
Yes, matter of fact, we're heading out there on the November 8th trip. I'm going to be on the Nimrod Explorer.
Is that one of the far north trips? Or?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, man, that is unbelievable. The soft corals up there are like nowhere else on the Great Barrier Reef.
Yeah, I'm working on my Australian accent, so I don't got to get it. Good night, mate. Crikey.
That's not it?
No. Okay, well, I'm working on it, Randy. I got about a few more.
Call the office or the air department, and you'll get a guy with the Australian air department. You'll get a guy with a good accent.
Okay, I'll work on that. I'll do my research accordingly. I got till November. And, of course, you can book that trip as well, November 8th on the Nimrod Explorer in Australia, and join us for some pretty rare diving. Let me get that right. We actually fly into Cairns, and then we take a charter flight up a couple hours north on the north end of Australia. Is that how it works?
It's the far north tip of Queensland. You'll take a low-level flight, a scenic flight. The windows are actually like bubbles where you can actually stick your head out and look at the reef as you fly down. They'll fly out to the reef. They'll fly along the coastline. Then you'll go up to the Lockhart River. On a clear day, you can see Papua New Guinea from there.
Nice. So I didn't know that. So we get a little scenic tour on this flight, and then we hop on board the liveaboard boat and then cruise back down the river or down the that side of the...
We won't go down the river, but you'll take a bus ride from the airport at Lockhart down to the boat. It's almost an hour. My last trip, I saw crocodiles, kangaroos, a lot of things like that on the trip from the airport to the boat. And the scenic tour is unbelievable. I saw manta rays flying down the reef on my last, they call it a reef watch flight.
Oh, that is awesome. I didn't know that. You just told me something brand spanking new for our trip in Australia in November. So now I'm even more pumped. There you go. That's too cool. You know, but let's not get ahead of the schedule here. We got a great adventure happening in September. We're going to be on the September 6th boat on the Bahamas, the CX-1, doing a scuba radio scuba cruise with wild dolphins. That's going to be impressive.
You know, we're making some recent changes this week to our dolphin itineraries. Because of the popularity of the Freeport departure, I think we're going to try to change almost all, if not all, of our dolphin departures to the Freeport destination. The luggage restrictions aren't as tight, and the flights are better. But what's exciting about the trip is the opportunity to still dive during the day, but also have the encounters with the wild dolphin. You'll spend part of the day, not quite half, but a part of the day searching out the spotted and bottlenose dolphin.
Yeah, I've done this a couple times before, just on little day trips where we swam with wild dolphins in Bimini, had a spectacular encounter, but it was like, you know, just an afternoon sunset type of thing, and jumping in the water with these dolphins, like four or five of them at a time, and just amazing experience to interact with these animals on their terms, because they're not being fed, they're not being, they're not getting any rewards for interacting with you. So it's totally up to them to come up to you and say, hey, I want to check you out. And that's a totally different experience than going to, like, SeaWorld or one of those, you know, captive dolphin encounter places.
Oh, it's completely different. What's really great about it is we have Captain Gene Phillips on board, who is very experienced with these trips. And what he's going to do is not only is he going to show everyone how to interact with the dolphins so you can get the longest interactions possible, but he's going to give little lectures, I guess you could say, or speeches about the dolphins and their habits and their way of life before and after the encounter. So it's going to be a really interesting, you know, month and a half on board.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And met him a couple times so far. He seems like a pretty sharp dude and has been doing this for many, many years. And there's a whole method of how to approach them and to make that encounter even more special than it is if you have no training whatsoever or just going in flying blind. We're not. We have actually an expert on board with us for that, not just the September 6th trip, but for, what is it, August, September, that the boat's running that Encounter Adventure?
Yeah, you can call the office for the exact dates, but I think there's at least 6 weeks of the Dolphin Encounter trips. It is right around that August time frame, August through October, I believe. I think it's quite a good period of time, and we have a number of spaces left.
And you know what? It costs the same price, too. You guys didn't even bump up the rate, which shocked me.
Yeah.
Well, who's losing money here?
Well, something about the show you guys might consider as well. I don't know if you're going to hear this in time, but the show special is the old rates that Explorer Ventures has here at the Long Beach show. We're going up on rates across the board, as is everyone, but we're giving people the last opportunity through Sunday this week to get that last year's rate.
Okay, and you need to get it. It's like $1,295, $1,495, thereabouts. For a week of diving
per person, $200 less per person.
Oh, that is amazing. So you need to call them. Explore Ventures. Don't wait. Book that September 6th trip for the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with the Wild Dolphins. We dive in the morning, a couple tanks in the morning, do lunch, and then we cruise for Wild Dolphins in the afternoon. Matter of fact, last time I talked to Gene Flipsy, there he said that they were talking about even hitting some shark sites while we're on this itinerary. You hear about this, or is this kind of like under the radar?
No, that's something that he's mentioned. I did a presentation with him at Fort Lauderdale show that we were at, and he did mention some of that. And what's great about having him on board is this is a new itinerary for Explorer Ventures, but he has experience in the area, so he knows a lot of the dive sites, even some of the dive sites that aren't marked. He has GPS coordinates for these sites, so it should be some good diving along with these dolphin encounters.
Yeah, you know, I've been in the area before diving, and it has been excellent diving. And to throw dolphins in there and maybe even a very special shark encounter or two, man, we're going to have an adventure that you'll never forget. Not to mention the fact that it will be a Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, so we're pulling out all the stops. Of course, we're going to have our full entourage of mermaids on board for photo ops. We're going to put the mermaids in the water with dolphins. Gene's kind of thinking, hey, this is fun. This could be a new thing for him, too. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea. The mermaids, anything they interact with, maybe the dolphins will hang around a little longer.
I'm guessing they will. It could be quite an experiment, to say the least. So if you want to join us, call Explorer Ventures or go to exploreventures.com. Call them up. Book that trip now, September 6th, and you can join us for a week of unbelievable diving and just an adventure on top of that.
You guys have two of the best trips Explorer Ventures has to offer, booked with the Far North Nimrod trip and these dolphin itineraries. Those two trips together are two of the best we have going.
Yeah, all I have to do is book a Galapagos trip now, and then I've done all five, and then I'll start repeating.
There you go, Galapagos, and then start back from number one, and maybe by the time you get through the list, we'll have another one. Who knows?
Yeah, exactly. You never know. They're growing. They've been around for 20-plus years now, Explorer Ventures, the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio, by the way, and there's a reason for that, because they're a great bunch of folks, and they do spectacular dives and a liveaboard operation. And, you know, the thing is, the value that they offer compared to some of the other liveaboards out there is truly exceptional. So you need to check them out for sure.
You would think we're paying Greg or something, by the way. He loves
it. They've just spoiled me rotten by sending me on all these trips. And I'm just, you know, I don't know. I'm like an evangelist for Explorer Ventures now.
Well, good. We're glad. And spread the word throughout the show. The people are rolling in, so let's get these guys on your trip.
Absolutely. You know what? Let's start with some of our crew. We got a video crew with us here today, actually filming for the Scuba Radio website. I mentioned Mark earlier from Mike and Mark back in the day. He's filming. How you doing, Mark? Good. Hey, you're making me look pretty good. Oh, he's filming my backside, isn't he? Okay, yeah, I guess not. But we also have Tom, his buddy, who has just certified to scuba dive. Literally, just a couple weeks ago? How long ago was it again, Tom?
Just a couple weeks.
And you had like 5 foot of visibility off of Catalina Island. Now, you heard me just talking about our wild dolphin live aboard. Does that sound like an adventure you'd want to partake in?
It sounds like it'd be a little different than the 5 foot of visibility.
Yeah, and not to mention the fact that you could have mermaids, you could have dolphins, you could have tiger sharks. I mean, what is that? Does that sound like an interesting little dive adventure?
Did you say mermaids?
I said mermaids.
Yeah,
and you've already met a couple of them. Yeah. We have a whole crowd. I don't know, a pod. I'm not sure. We haven't quite figured out what the official grouping of mermaids terms is, because they're mammals, I believe. But then I've been told they were fish. So is it a school of mermaids or is it a pod of mermaids? Well, we don't know, but it's a bunch of them.
A pod sounds fine to me.
The more the merrier. Is what, having a mermaid as a dive buddy wouldn't be a bad deal. That isn't something you learned in your open water checkout dive course, I guess, huh?
No, it wasn't. And that was a cold dive, too. I don't know if you got, a lot of people have been off Catalina, but it's very cold.
Yeah, well, that's okay. The mermaids, these girls are hardcore. They don't care about if it's 60. They've been in 65-degree water in their mermaid outfit. So cold water doesn't scare them.
Bother them. Okay.
No. But what do you think? Would you want to go on that liveaboard trip?
It sounds excellent.
September 6th, book it. Call Explore Adventures. You got to do it today, Tom.
Explore Adventures today.
All right. See, that's what I'm talking about, Mark. See, you can get your newly certified dive buddy and take him on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. What do you think?
I think that's a good idea.
You're game for that, are you? All right, he's good. Okay, we can make that work. Matter of fact, Abby will be on that trip with the wild dolphin, so you're pumped for that. You're excited, aren't you?
We've been talking about this for months and months, and I'm dreaming about it. And so when it finally comes to fruition in September, I'm just going to be beyond myself. It's going to be awesome. And I'll have my new little Bonica camera that I'll be filming every single moment of it.
Yeah, the official Scuba Radio Mermaid Cam.
Yeah.
As we like to call it. Single Scott is with our entourage here in California. He's going to be on the September 6th liveaboard trip with Explorer Adventures. You're pumped for that, aren't you?
Oh, I'm way pumped for that. You know, I've only seen a few dolphins on the dives we've been on, and now we're just going to swim with pods of wild dolphins. I can't wait.
Now, you've been on the CX-1 before, too, right?
I have. I've been on it when it did this out of Saba St. Martin trip.
Yeah, and this is their first boat in the fleet, and I have done three of the five now, or I think. Is that right? I might maybe be losing count. Yeah, three. I've done three, and we did the CX-1, a different itinerary a few weeks ago, and I was really impressed with the layout of the boat. I liked it even better than the CX-2, just for my own personal preference as far as the layout of the vessel and the rooms and all that kind of stuff. They're all good, but that's going to be a spectacular trip, don't you think, Scott?
Oh, yeah, they redid that boat about 4 or 5 years ago, and they completely refit it, and it's gorgeous. The layout is outstanding, a great big sun deck on the top, great access for the divers in and out, so, yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah. So Scott's going to join us for that adventure. Kevin's on board, one of our other Scuba Radio super fans, and of course, we got our plethora of mermaids. We got Nikki, I think we have Denise, and we have Abby, and it's just going to be a blast. Once again, book it today, exploreventures.com, or come to the Scuba Show this weekend, and Randy might hook you up with even a special deal where you can save a couple $100 more. I'm telling you, it's a bargain at any way you look at it. All right, more coming up from Long Beach, the Scuba Show.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Oh, what made you finally decide to sell?
Moving to the Cayman Islands.
Oh, that'll be a change from Seattle.
Gee, you think?
They have great scuba diving down there. You scuba?
Do I look like I scuba? I'm lucky I don't need a tank to breathe on land.
How I wish, you were here. We're just two lost souls swimming.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. You know, and this is the opportunity where we catch up with our friends that we see across the country, you know, periodically, once or twice a year at these, you know, dive events. And lo and behold, someone taps me on the shoulder and says, Greg, you got to meet this guy. Check this out. And he gives me a brochure, and there's this redheaded dude, probably about 15 years old, on the cover. And I was like, who's this? He's, this is Cody. You talked to him when he was like 10. And he's like 15 running a dive operation off of California or something. Now, how you doing, Cody?
Good.
So that was you had written your own boat or book about diving. You're like the youngest, what, dive instructor on the planet or something back in the day? Is that the, what was going on there, Cody?
They have youngest author and master diver on the 2008 Almanac.
Yeah, it was impressive stuff. He was so young at the time. I think he was, I think you were 11 when we ran into you at the DEMA show after we'd actually talked to him at a book signing for his book. An 11-year-old kid has a book signing about learning to scuba dive and being a master scuba diver. He would have been a dive instructor, but they didn't have a certification for you at that age, right?
And I had to wait for other stuff like nitrox until I'm 15, which I just got.
Yeah, so, of course, he pushed the envelope beyond what typical kids do. And not only that, we hooked up with him at the dive show. I think you were around, I want to say you were 11 at the time, Cody. And if I remember correctly, the Scuba Radio Mermaids at the time helped you get through puberty. Is that true?
Totally.
It's like, yeah, that's what it was, right?
Sure.
Yeah, okay, he's going with it. He made quite an impression on him, Abby.
Well, all I have to say is Cody's made quite an impression on us. I'm feeling a little underaccomplished because here's Cody. He's a dive master. He's written books, and I'm here stuck with Scuba Radio.
Yeah, you've hit the glass ceiling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, ultimately it really is impressive, and I do remember meeting Cody, and he obviously stands out. You know, people notice him. They notice that he's young, but he's done so much. And you just got to pick up one of the books and learn a little bit more.
That's right. Now, you still have the one book, Scuba for Kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now I hear you're writing, monthly column for Northwest Dive News?
Right. I've been doing that for about 2 years now.
Wow, that is impressive. You're making us look bad here, Cody. What's the deal, dude?
I don't
just trying to raise the bar for everybody else? Is that to inspire them to do more than what they think they can?
There's nothing wrong with pushing people.
That's right. I'll go with that. I'll go with that indeed. Now, if that weren't enough, you'd think he'd stop there. He's written his own book. He's 15 years old. He's writing a monthly column for a dive magazine. Now you're associated with some dive resort in Honduras. What's going on there, Cody?
Well, it's a luxury liveaboard down in Honduras, and I'm in charge of all the stuff that the kids do.
Like a kids program, a kids scuba program?
And they're going to be exploring stuff like science, and they're going to do treasure diving and metal detecting, like on the surface and underwater.
Wow, so you've actually helped orchestrate the program so the kids won't be bored on the boat and they can actually learn stuff throughout the week while their parents are out diving to their heart's content, huh?
Right. Well, there's a limit on the science. Like, we want to get like some kind of element that explodes when it makes contact with water, but I don't think you could get that out of the car.
Dude, that sounds like fireworks, man. What are you trying? You're trying to blow stuff up. That's what you would expect from a 15-year-old. And see, he has that insight. I would have thought of that. I should have thought of that. Surely. I have the same. I think me and you are probably on the same mental level. You hear what I'm saying, Cody?
Well, you can't get that stuff out of the country anyways, so.
Oh, okay. So you're trying to come up with some new space-age explosive-type device that'll work underwater that can get through Homeland Security?
Well, it's a metal. When it just makes contact with water, it just explodes. But because of the high humidity, it'd probably explode in your hands.
And that wouldn't be good. That wouldn't be good. But hey, you know, we're near July 4th. Now's the time to experiment, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Spoken like a true kid. I love it. Now, this resort, Luxury Liveaboard, Bay Islands, Honduras, is there a website or something people can check out?
They have a website on these cards.
Oh, it's on the cards. It's Aquarian Adventures International. Just do a search on the web. There it is, AquarianAdventures.com. All right, and they got a helicopter? Do they got their own helicopter, dude?
The heli-diving is, you have to talk to Rick about that. I don't know a whole lot about it yet.
Are they actually like, they got a helicopter model, and it has like a dive flag on it. It looks like you could actually giant stride off of the helicopter into the water. Is that what it is?
Yeah, they're going to start a course where you can jump off of a helicopter into water.
Oh, that is sweet. We will find out more about that in a course report. Accordingly, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. You never know what you're going to find here on the Left Coast. You know what I mean? More coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com. Are you wishing for a warmer relationship with your wetsuit? Well, then you need to wear Waterproof. Unlike the mass-produced, super-stretch approach to wetsuit design, Waterproof wetsuits are made using multiple pieces of higher-quality neoprene to sculpt a suit that matches the human form. The result is a wetsuit that fits better, lasts longer, and keeps you warmer. Waterproof has been the leader in wetsuit design overseas for years and now are available in the States. Go to waterproof-gear.com to find the dealer near you. That's waterproof-gear.com.
Cruising the aisles here at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. And, of course, our buddies from Shark Diving International are here. You can check them out at seasharks.com. James is with us. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Greg?
Good. I see you're showing video of the great white sharks. Tiger sharks just popped up on the flat screen. We haven't done the tiger shark dive with you guys yet, but we did just do Guadalupe a few months ago, the last trip of the season. When does Guadalupe great white shark season kick up again?
This year, our first trip is July 30th for Guadalupe, and we're looking forward to getting back in the water with the white sharks.
Now, what have you been doing in the meantime there, James?
Well, last week I just got back from Cocos, a 14-day expedition to Cocos. We had hundreds of schooling hammerheads and silvertips, silkies. And in fact, I got to go to 1,000 feet down in the submarine to see my first prickly shark.
Prickly shark? Now, is that exactly how it sounds? It's a shark with like a porcupine type of critter, or what?
No, it doesn't really sound anything. You don't hear anything at 1,000 feet, but it's an awesome experience being in the sub at that depth. Seeing mobulas swimming around in mantas, it was an amazing experience.
Really? Now, what kind of experience are you talking about this? Was this some kind of special thing that you did? I've never heard about submarines off the coast of Cocos.
Yeah, it is available, and you can contact us for these other trips. But it is a special offer. They offered me to go down in a sub, and I got to do it. But anybody can. It's open to any recreational diver.
Wow. See, that's the kind of stuff you can find out about if you go to seasharks.com, SEASharks.com, right?
Yeah, seasharks.com. S-D-E, sharks with an
S. Oh, S-E-E. What did I said C? I spelled C wrong. What's wrong with me?
Well, you got to see the sharks. We bring you to see the sharks. So that's S-E-E, sharks with an S.com.
Okay, that's good stuff. Now, James, so you just got back from Cocos. Where to next? Are you off to the great Guadalupe stuff, or you got something before the end of July?
No, right now I'm just answering the phones in the office, and then we'll be mobile to Mexico end of July. Starting July 30th.
Okay. All right. You guys, a little bit of downtime to interface with some of the left coast divers here at the Scuba Show. And I'm telling you, it's good stuff. You need to go do the Guadalupe thing. And I think I just added Cocos to my list now, too. More coming up from Long Beach. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hey gang, this is Lucia from Coral Caverns Resort on Andros in the Bahamas. You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
We can live inside the ocean.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Moved over to the liquid assets booth. Aaron is the host of this TV show that they're putting together for September. We're going to shoot off the coast of the Turks and Caicos off the Turks and Caicos Explorer to live aboard. Aaron, how you doing, buddy?
I'm hanging in there. How are you, Greg?
I'm good, man. Now, we always talk to you about this TV show, this new reality TV show that you guys are shooting in September that people back home can actually be a part of if they book the month of September on the Turks and Caicos Explorer to live aboard. However, you know, I never talked to Michelle. And she's part of this operation, too, so I think I should talk to her.
She is the operation. Look,
she is the brains behind the...
And the beauty.
Well, obviously. Obviously. How you doing, Michelle?
Thank you. Doing fantastic.
Now, Michelle, what are you doing? First of all, we got to tell everybody what's going on. We've mentioned the Liquid Assets TV show, Into the Drink, and what's the other TV show?
The Over-Under.
Oh, the Over-Under, yes. And it's basically you guys are going to film a live-aboard crew from their perspective for a week on board a trip and actually give people a glimpse behind the curtain of what it's like to live on a working live-aboard dive boat, right?
That's what we're going to do.
And so they got the entire boat equipped with cameras, like, you know, I don't know, night vision cameras, God knows what. You're going to have the whole shebang, right?
Right, the whole thing.
And what are you going to do? Are you going to have kind of be in there to kind of like, you know, juice the crew, annoy them, or what?
I'm going to need the dough.
You're going to what?
Kneading the dough.
Oh, okay, exactly. So you're just going to work it. You're just going to instigate issues, problems, and things like that.
Yeah, basically.
And be part of the eye candy. If you can see her, as you can see, we're filming here for the scubaradio.com website. You'll know what I'm talking about. Now, how can people get involved in this, Michelle?
They can get on our website, or they can give us a call and be in part of. We've got a week left, so come join us.
It's liquidassets.tv. Go there. Sign up. You can join them on the boat, and you might end up being on TV. It's simple as that, right?
Exactly. Come be on TV.
At the bare minimum, you'll be able to see what it was like behind the scenes on your adventure once you get home. You might be one of the, you know, thorns in the side of the crew, or you might be one of their favorite passengers. You'll never know until you go back home and see all this footage, right?
Play it for your grandchildren.
Exactly. It's an opportunity for you to be a part of history.
Over again.
To relive it over and over again and find out if you have what it takes to be a reality TV star.
We come from the school of thought that it's not a real vacation unless there's video evidence, Greg.
Yeah, this is true, because usually what happens on the boat stays on the boat, and this is going to be a little different adventure.
That's out the window. Now, you have to have something to show your buddies. That's what it is.
Yeah. Now, you were saying, what, out of the 4 weeks you guys are filming in September, are the others sold out, and there's only 1 week left now? Two of them are sold out.
The other two are going quick, yeah.
All right, we're working it out where we might be on the September 20th itinerary. We're still trying to work out the travel details to see if we can throw a mermaid into the mix. What do you think there, Michelle?
Mermaids are always good.
If we can't get one of ours, you could double as a mermaid for a week, too, couldn't you?
Let me think about that.
Okay, she had to. What, Aaron, what do you, come on.
Agent, yes, she
okay,
will.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. I got to talk to the people in charge.
Contract.
Okay, she has to renegotiate, it sounds like to me, Aaron. I don't know. There could be something going on there. Liquidassets.tv, liquidassets.tv. Check it out. Aaron, Michelle, the whole crew there from the Liquid Assets production team on board for that week. And then Into the Drink is actually something that, Aaron, you're hosting, right?
I am. I was just thinking about what an amazing banner we have, and we did the logical thing, which was hide the handsome guy in the lower right-hand corner.
I'm guessing that's you.
Oh, is it?
Yes, of course, yes. Yeah, he's modest, too, see? He has what it takes to be a TV show host, obviously.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swap-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving, ho, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Cavern, blue hole, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already, what is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas. Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. CoralCavernsResort.com.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
So, tell me true. Are you guys for scuba?
What does that mean?
I'm like the unofficial scuba king of St. Barbs. So, if you are for scuba, I take you out on the boat, I show you the coral reef, and we have kind of like a scuba party.
You know, that sounds great, but we're not certified, so we're going to have to pass.
That is no biggie. I get you resort certified, couple of hours.
Oh, I have always wanted to try it.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Cruising the aisles here at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. And, you know, we couldn't get through the show today without stopping by the Benga Lagoon Resort booth here at the Scuba Show, because that's where we're heading tomorrow night. We are literally going to head to Fiji, where this resort is stationed. And we have Deborah from Benga Lagoon Resort with us right now. How you doing?
Bula, and welcome to our Bula Hut. We brought a little bit of Fiji to Long Beach.
Yeah, now Bula, we got to get familiar with the Fijian vibe here. What does that mean? Hello? Hi? How you doing?
Hello. It means goodbye. It means I like you. It means a lot of different things.
Well, then Bula back at you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, cool. Now, you got a little piece of Fiji here set up in the Long Beach, at the Long Beach Dive Show. What you got, the grass hut? That's what we're going to expect to see, I guess. A very Pacific Caribbean, or not Caribbean, but real out island type of look, or what?
Definitely. When you go to Fiji, if you're visiting some of the outer islands, this is a little taste of what you're going to see, along with some kava. You know,
now we heard about this kava thing, Deborah. At DEMA, this is kind of one of the first times that we really interfaced with some of your folks. At the DEMA show in Orlando a few months ago, we ran into some of your crew, and at the end of the DEMA show, the entire Scuba Radio crew ended up having some kind of kava ceremony. Next thing you know, everybody's in a love fest. What's going on there?
Well, kava is the grog of Fiji. And it is a very sacred ceremony, and usually you're invited to drink kava with the Fijians, and they share their stories, and kind of gives you a very mellow, relaxed feeling, and it's almost a spiritual thing.
Okay, I'll go with that. I just felt like I'd had about three or four beers and was feeling no pain, but it was the same kind of thing, right?
Definitely. Definitely.
Did you feel that too? Abby, you were there. You experienced this kava ceremony. It was quite impressive.
Yeah, actually, I have to say that we were so impressed with the booth that we actually called all of you over there, and that was our meeting point. And we sat around the bowl of kava and had several cups, and I will say that I felt a little tingly. My lips, my face, and everything else. So it was.
I can't feel my face, Greg. Look at me. What do I look like?
It was like free Botox. You know, I couldn't feel anything.
Does it work that magic too, there, Deborah?
Not like Botox, but it is a tingly, fun experience, and definitely that was the idea at the trade show, is to get people involved in the Fijian culture, and that's what you'll get a real taste of it when you go to Benga Island.
Yeah, I mean, this is an adventure. This isn't just a dive location. This is where you really go to soak in the culture, the whole atmosphere, the whole island vibe, right?
Definitely, and that's what Benga Lagoon Resort is all about. You get the true Fijian culture but you also get to experience world-class diving.
Yeah, and I want to talk about that in just a second. The other thing I did hear, though, that Benga Lagoon is the place where firewalking originated. What's going on there?
Benga Island, it's a very mystical island. It is where firewalking first began. So every week, the firewalkers come by boat from the other side of the island, and they build their fire, and then they do their sacred ceremony. They tell you a little bit about the legend. And so because it is where firewalking began, there is sort of a mysticism about the island.
Wow. So do we actually get to firewalk? Are we watching them firewalk? Do we sacrifice mermaids? What do we do?
Well, no, we're not going to be sacrificing anyone. And you don't have to walk on fire because it is a very sacred ceremony. There's only a few people that, a few of the villagers from a certain village that are allowed to do this.
Oh, okay. So we get to witness it, film it, and experience the whole ceremony kind of thing.
You'll be witnessing this very sacred legend.
And we'll be looped up on Kava at the same time?
Well, the Kava comes after.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, we got to meld those two, I would imagine. It really sounds like a very, very cool adventure. This is a part of the world that we have not been to here in the 11-plus years of Scuba Radio, and the planets aligned just right to make this happen. And we really appreciate you guys working with us and can't wait to do it. Now, what about the diving? Tell me. I hear about Fiji. I've been hearing about it for 11-plus years on Scuba Radio now, and this will be the first time to actually go there. But is it truly world-class? Aren't you guys rated like one of the best dive resorts in the world? I know you're modest about this kind of stuff, but what's going on there?
Well, I do have to admit that we have been voted one of the top dive resorts in the world, and we do keep that that experience going. We have over 100 dive sites that you can visit. The island is surrounded by the Great Benga Reef, so the lagoon itself holds so many treasures. And I'm going to have our dive guy, Jason, tell
you. Jason, how you doing, buddy? Welcome to Scuba Radio.
Thanks for having me, Bula.
Bula, back at you, man. I'm trying to get the whole Bula thing. You know, after a week of this, I bet I'll have it down, right?
And I tell you what, when you come back, you're going to be saying Bula and Vanaka all week long. When you just walk into a gas station, you'll be saying Vanaka.
Hey, Vanaka? I'm saying, like, you got bad breath?
Vanaka, yeah, but it's Vanaka.
Oh, Vanaka, Vanaka. Okay, just got to make sure we get that right.
Thank you.
Okay, fair enough. All right. So what about the diving, Jason? In the lagoon there, world-class macro type stuff, or what are we talking about?
Macro photography, awesome. Night dives, you name it. I mean, just as far as the quality right there off of the reef, give or take, it's 150 miles of reef surrounding us, about 30 minutes out by boats. Take your time getting out there, do a nice 40-50 minute dive, come up, surface interval, chill out, catch some rays, do a little snorkeling, hop into the second one, you're back in time for lunch and activities in the afternoon.
Is there shore diving too?
Shore diving right off the beach, max depths about 23 to 25 feet if you're sticking the depth gauge right down on the bottom there. But we got reef right off the beach there. It's fantastic.
Nice. Now, Jason, I know you've been doing this for a few years there at Benga Lagoon Resort. What about mermaids? Have you ever had mermaids at the resort that you're aware of?
You know, I was kind of hoping that it would happen when I was there, but I don't think it's going to work out like that.
Yeah, you're not going to be there next week because we're bringing two with us.
Definitely not.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll bring a video and pictures and all that kind of stuff.
Please.
We may roast one in the firewalking ceremony. Why not?
No.
Blackened mermaid. I think, what do you think, Abby? That would work, wouldn't it?
Mermaids in Fiji? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was. All right, more coming up from Long Beach, California. Remember, next week, live from Fiji, Scuba Radio. Check it out.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. This is Aaron from Liquid Assets TV inviting you to dive into something different on your next scuba vacation. Liquid Assets is shooting two television pilots aboard the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 during the month of September, and we want you, the real diver, to be a part of it. Get involved from the ground up as we create the next exciting wave in diving television. For more information, go to www.liquidassets.tv. We'll see you on the boat.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. You know, a left coast broadcast would not be complete without hooking up with our left coast scuba radio correspondent and booba diver, you know, Babes Underwater Breathing Air, B-U-B-A, Valentina. How you doing, Valentina?
Morning.
You know, Valentina's Secret, you can check it out on the web, valentinasecret.com, and you'll see why we talk to her when we're out here on the left coast. Hey, what do you mean? You've been diving all over the world yourself, haven't you?
Yeah, I just got back from Cozumel.
Cozumel, yeah, I got your trip report. She emailed me some pictures and all that kind of stuff. You have a good time there? Good diving or what?
Yeah, it was the first time I did a drift dive, so I wasn't quite used to going so fast, but...
And you're filming your adventure now, too, right? What's going on there?
Shooting a pilot, so we just finished that. So we're editing that and getting ready to drop that.
Yeah, Valentina's, you know, obviously lives out here near Hollywood, and she does that whole, you know, she MTV video model. You've been in your videos, shaking your rump, or what was the videos? All kinds of videos, right?
Yeah, well, everything, 23 total videos, so...
Yeah, she has the look, don't you think, Abby?
Yeah, absolutely. And are we going to go back to the comment that Valentina made to you?
No, we're not going to go to that comment at all. Now, Valentina, what was that? What?
No, I think you should. I think.
No, we don't want to do that. Definitely not. Now, Valentina, so you're shooting a pilot. It's a diving-themed show, I guess, or adventure
water
show?
Water-themed. So.
Water-themed travel show type thing. So following your adventures, and you're shopping that to all your Hollywood friends out here and see where it goes from there, right?
Anybody that has any connections.
That's right. She's working it, as an actress should, on the left coast.
There. Okay. Yeah. So that's it.
That's it. Now, you obviously met our mermaids.
Yeah.
Would you like to be a mermaid today here in Long Beach, California?
Right in the middle.
Can we do a quick little mermaid orientation and do Valentina in one of the Scuba Radio tales today?
Absolutely. No, we can take her through a mermaid training, and she can throw on the tail, and I think she'll fit right in.
What do you think, Valentina?
I'm scared.
Okay. Scared? Why?
I'll do it.
You'll do it, yes.
Everybody needs a good mermaid photo in their portfolio.
That's going to be great.
That's right. Hey, I'm telling you what, the Hollywood bigwigs will go crazy if they see you as a mermaid, don't you think?
Cool.
Yes. So, once again, go to valentinassecret.com, and you'll see why we are talking to Valentina right now. I mean, she is the, you know, the stereotypical actrix beauty, you know, you got it. You know what I'm saying. Just go to the website. The rest, it'll take care of itself. All right, look, we're headed to Fiji. So next week, make sure you check out the show as we broadcast from Banga Lagoon in Fiji, and you can share the adventure with us from the Long Beach Dive Show. That'll do it for this week, however. But till then, remember, it's always better.
Down with Twitter.
Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard,
blah, 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 blah.
They're not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.